Today is a very, very special day because today is the traditional feast of Our Lady of Prompt Succor. Of course, we have been saying her novena, and today we will finish with those prayers. Of course, you are capable of saying them every day of your life if you want. You can have no better helper than Our Lady of Prompt Succor, prompt assistance and help. And so today we commemorate the fact that by a miraculous way, the Ursulines that were being persecuted in France by the Masonic French Revolution, they had to disperse, and one of them asked Our Lord and Our Lady to help her to go to America. And at that point, also she had received a letter from the Ursulines in New Orleans. And the bishop said, you have to have the Pope's permission. Now, it just so happened, this was about 1810 or so, that Pope Pius VII was prisoner of Napoleon. And so it was almost impossible to get any communication to or from the Pope. But she wrote him a letter anyway and commended it to Our Lady and said, if you allow me to do this, I will have a special statue made of you and take it with me to America. So in 10 days, she received a reply from the Pope saying, you may go. And this is a miracle in itself. Even under normal circumstances, it would have been impossible. But not in these circumstances when the Pope himself was Napoleon's prisoner. And so she came to America. She had a sculptor make a beautiful, beautiful statue and covered it with gold of Our Lady with the baby Jesus in her arms. And she told him, make sure that when you sculpt her vestments, that in the back, her cape shows that she is almost running, that it's sort of flowing behind her. And if you were to look at it, you would see it. And I was reading about it today, and I found out something I wasn't sure what she was made of, but she's actually of wood. So very, very strong and very magnificent structure of that statue of Our Lady of Prompt Succor. So today, usually I'm there today, but of course I have not been well enough and don't have anybody to accompany me, so I didn't go. But my heart is there, and somebody sent me some pictures that the New York confraternity of Our Lady of Prompt Succor, with whom I am acquainted and sort of a member, they had a solemn high mass said in front of Our Lady on her altar, the real altar, not the coffee table that gets moved back and forth. Whenever I'm there, I move it all the way out so nobody can see it. But anyway, so Our Lady was honored there, and our heart was with her there today, and our hearts here in this parish, which she saved so many years ago, almost 30 years ago. And so we give thanks to God, and we must not forget to keep our promises and to give thanks, always to give thanks. There are so many ungrateful people in the world, including many Catholics and clergy. We must not be one of those. We must always have the virtue of gratitude, which is part of the virtue of justice, which is connected to the virtue of charity for God and neighbor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.